than 1 year since Michael Jackson died at the age of 50, and there is a new exhibit celebrating his career. Not his recent career, but his early career with his family as a member of the Jackson 5. Detroit's Motown Museum is opening up a Jackson 5 exhibit today. And joining us now is Audley Smith, the museum's chief executive officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first, what pieces are in this new Michael Jackson exhibit?
Well, we've got a number of pieces, Celeste, including uniforms worn by he and his brothers when they did the cartoon, as well as other uniforms as they were part of the Motown family from 1968 to 1975. We've got, of course, the iconic fedora, hat, and glove that he gave the museum back in 1988, along with the replica of one of his jackets that was used in the production of Thriller, not the original, but one of them, as well as a number of other items, albums, as well as awards and photographs of the young Michael and the members of the Jackson 5.
He donated things to the museum that were associated with parts of his life when he was not a part of Motown, but he seems to have seen Motown. He maintained a fondness for Motown through the rest of his life, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Michael has always loved being a part of the Motown family. He appreciates the start that he got through Motown and the tutelage under Berry Gordy, as well as the love that he received from all of the other Motown artists, from Diana Ross to Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder. All of these folks were part of his life and meant a great deal to him.
So I remember a year ago, the Motown Museum, you were reporting to us huge crowded sidewalks and gigantic mobs of people outside the museum. Are you expecting those numbers now?
Well, we're expecting huge numbers. Obviously, the shock and the grief that people felt last year, we don't expect to have those numbers, but we have had steady visitors to the museum. We had a little soft opening middle of this week, and we do expect quite a few visitors to the museum. We've got Michael Jackson impersonators coming out. There's going to be a lot of fun, as well as remembrance and celebration of Michael's life and that of the Jackson 5.
You ever been tempted to do the impersonator thing, Audley?
No, I'm not quite that talented. I did have a chance to meet Michael when I was living in Namibia. He visited twice, and he's a very fine young brother, very fine young brother.
And the exhibit is running through to October. When the lights go out, Audley, do you put on the glove?
Well, actually, the exhibit is running through the his birthday, which is August 29th. We'll take the exhibit down sometime in the middle of September.
Okay, but tell me, did you ever slip on the glove?
My curator would kill me if I ever tried to do that. Linus Stevens is the chief curator here at the Motown Museum, and
okay, you don't have to go on record.
All of the artifacts,
Audley Smith is the Motown Museum's chief executive officer. The new Jackson 5 exhibit opens today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.